Watch, Hero Deputy Saves Child's Life at Red Light in Dallas. By Nick Gilbertson on June 9, 2022. Heart-racing dash camera footage and audio caught the moment a heroic deputy in Texas saved the life of an unresponsive 4-year-old girl in the middle of a Dallas intersection. The incident occurred shortly before 1 p.m. on May 31 near I-35 on E-Camp Wisdom when Daniela Armijo was seen pulling her child from the back seat of her car and rushing her to Deputy K. Rose's vehicle, according to video in a press release from the Dallas County Sheriff's Office. The child had a white foamy substance coming from her mouth, the DCSO noted, and when the mother reached Rose's vehicle, she seemed to say that she's choking. Rose hopped out of his patrol vehicle and began administering CPR right away, in addition to patting her back to clear her airways and chest compression. "I turned her over and patted her on her back trying to clear an airway," he told KDFW. "Then I placed her on my driver's side seat and started CPR and got on the radio with my dispatcher to get Dallas Fire started my way." The child regained consciousness after Rose administered several chest compressions, the DCSO said. A good Samaritan moved Armijo's vehicle off the road and into a parking lot while the mother and daughter stayed in Rose's air-conditioned squad car. Rose continued to monitor the 4-year-old's condition until paramedics and firefighters arrived on the scene. After being checked out by EMS, the child was brought to a local hospital, where she was further examined. The DCSO did not provide further information on the child's status. The Dallas Sheriff's Office commends Deputy Rose for his quick actions and thinking under pressure in helping save the child who was clearly in distress, the DCSO said in its release, adding that both the child's parents were grateful for the assistance of Deputy Rose. Rose told KDFW that the intersection rescue was a first for him. "This is the first time this has ever happened in my career, and I have been around for a little while," he explained. "Usually, we get waved down and some crime has been committed or someone has been in an accident, but other than that, this has never happened before."